dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They are who we thought they were.
We are two wild and crazy guys.
And then we're going to find our best friend Doug. And then we're going to give him our best friend hug.
That just happened.
What would you say you do here?
We're going streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium. Come on, everybody!
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hey, we can't jam this all into an hour anymore. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Let's get this show underway. Wayne Gretzky is standing by to join us here to give us some inspiration on how the Storm can pick up two wins this weekend. Daddy, it is a pleasure to have Wayne Gretzky join us on the show today.
Looking forward to it, especially with all the odds going on at the NCAA tournament. Maybe we'll get Janet on the line as well.
Wow. Wow. Wayne Gretzky, Pele, Tiger Woods, Bo Pelini, David Beckham.
Pele.
All set for the show today.
Does Pele speak English?
Pele, kick your butt. Mike Krzyzewski going to join us today on the program. We have got so many guests, it's going to be hard to... Brittany Griner of Baylor going to join us on the show today. It is
also
a jam-packed program.
Kyle Singler of Duke set to join us as well.
Mike Antonelli, or whatever his name is, the Fisher guy, is going to join us.
Shelvin Mack from Butler.
Oh, that is outstanding. That is outstanding. Gene Hackman, the star of Hoosiers, will join us on the show today. Coach Norm Dale. Dirk Nowitzki, who can throw in shots while falling backwards, will join us on the program today. Kobe Bryant, if we have time. Only if we have time, might be able to fit him in towards the end of the show today. Not going to make any promises. It's just absolutely jam-packed. Absolutely jam-packed. And, of course, our regular Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. We're going to talk with Oklahoma State baseball coach Frank Anderson on the program today as well. A great way to start out the month of April.
You know, and you got Larry in Loop City going, what the hell's going on? Well, Larry's by his radio going, this show is nuts.
Well, for Larry in Loop City, we'll also get Hulk Hogan on the show today as well. So
Mike Tyson coming too.
Spinal.
Broke my back.
A star of stage and screen. What's the matter? I broke my back.
What do you mean by that? You broke
my back is broken.
What? A vertebrae or a portion?
Spinal.
Oh, Mike. Mike. Glad to have you on the show for this April 1st, and a lot to talk about today. And at points, we want to hear from you. Go ahead and send us your emails, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. But no fooling. The Tri-City Storm are at home. Tonight, they've got the pep rally and free skate at the Viero Event Center from 6:30 to 8. The players are going to be signing autographs. There are a ton of things going on tonight. Free, open to the public. Bring the kids out. And then we got hockey Friday and Saturday. Let's give away a four-pack right now. Family four-pack, you pick tonight or tomorrow. 888-455-3776. Take caller four. Derek's going to take caller four and give you four tickets. You pick Friday or Saturday to Tri-City Storm Hockey, because we want to get those stands as full as possible going into the Easter weekend. Daddy, they've talked about it enough now. Your opinion, I can't believe that they're going to expand the NCAA men's basketball tournament. All the stats you have out there, let me give you one. Today is the 25th anniversary of Villanova beating Georgetown in the championship game. It is the biggest upset in the championship game and the highest seed to ever win a national championship.
They were an eight?
They were an eight. Four regions of eight are 32 teams. What makes anybody think expanding the field to 96 is going to help? I'm going to tell you, folks, Butler's a five seed. Say what you want about the Cinderellas in this year's Final Four. There are no Cinderellas. They are legit teams, and no one is ever going to win playing it from the 65 to the 96. And if they do, it hasn't happened in a kabillion years, and it's not going to happen. The idea of expansion to anything more than what we have now, and I'm one of the guys that always likes pretty much likes what's going on. It's not broken. Quit trying to fix something that ain't broke. I don't need to see 17-16 North Carolina in the NCAA tournament. They've won four more ball games with this young squad. These guys in the NIT are playing a little bit more basketball that are winning and maybe can springboard them. All they're going to do is go 1-1 or 0-1 in the NCAA tournament, and you're going to have games that nobody wants to watch because they're going to continue to job the little guy, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It just flat doesn't matter. I don't like it, and I can't think of outside. I don't even think financially. Everything they say goes back to money. Financially, I don't see how this is that much bigger of a deal. There's going to be more basketball on. It's just like watching any other night of basketball throughout the regular season on ESPN. Meaningless games that first week.
Now, Doug, I heard Jim Boeheim earlier say about UConn, you don't think that team deserves to be in the tournament, making a case for the field of 90-96. Him saying UConn's a team that could really make some noise. Now, a team that can make some noise is way different than a team that can win the tournament,
right?
I believe. And what we're looking for is a champion, which I believe. I said going into this tournament, I still throw out Butler because I do not know how they're got this far. And, you know, Michigan State, say what you want, injuries, every one of these teams has seemed to battle through injuries this year. I really think there's two teams, the championship games, West Virginia, Duke. I think those are two teams that have a chance to win this deal this year. I think the deal is still top-heavy.
You got a 50-50 chance. Good call. It's a good call by you. And congratulations to Eric from Grand Island. He has won the hockey tickets. Okay.
I still think if you threw Connecticut in, you threw Dayton in, you threw North Carolina in, those are the teams that are playing for the NIT championship, they would all have been bounced long ago, and they would be in an afterthought. Are you going to wipe out those other tournaments? I kind of wish they would wipe out a couple of them because I think it just becomes more and more basketball. I'm not sure that many people are interested in it. I don't know what it has to offer. Financially, do you see people going to more of these games? You saw the Salt Lake Regional with Kansas State. There were empty seats in the first half of that ball game. People weren't off work yet. People weren't clamoring in line to file into Energy Solutions Stadium in Salt Lake City to see that game.
Well, I if somebody out there has an idea.
You want to add more teams? I can't think that that's going to add more interest.
Somebody wants to argue the other side. The phone line's open, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Or you can email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Don't forget to go to our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. Vote on our Sun Heat Hot Topic. Who's going to win the national championship? Butler, Michigan State, Duke, or West Virginia? All four up there. Give us your thoughts on who's going to win the national championship. And, Daddy, the fan bus, full. Three sports, three games, one day. Lincoln, spring football game, Husker baseball against Kansas, Husker volleyball against Illinois, the ESPN Superstation fan bus sold out. Now, of course, maybe you want to get your name on a waiting list. You can find out more by going to ESPNSuperstation.com or contacting First Holiday Tour and Travel. But, folks, enjoy it. It's going to be, if the weather cooperates, it's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Yeah, that's a great news to hear that already. Already we know that that's sold out and headed down to Lincoln for all the Husker fans. Okay, Doug. Okay, I'm gonna go back to. No, I don't know how you want to go back to this. Well, maybe this is for a different time. Maybe it's for a different time.
I have no idea. I don't know what you're talking about over there. As usual, I don't know what the heck you're doing. Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, in our last section today. Frank Anderson, head baseball coach at Oklahoma State, who's got off to a good start. Actually, they've struggled 3-5 in their last eight. They're 15-7. They split a doubleheader, or split two games with Florida Gulf Coast, who's a good team. I think their record is 15-9. Yeah, that could be right. They won the first game on Tuesday, then they lost yesterday, and their closer hurt the first game of the year, an All-American type closer that's not even going to have a chance to pitch, and we'll talk to Frank Anderson about that as they get ready to host the Huskers tomorrow. Perennial favorite of the show, Mike Perennio from Mandalay Bay, the Race Sports book director and czar of all that is Mandalay Bay. Big boxing match coming up this weekend. The Final Four coming up this weekend. And what about that boxing match tomorrow night, Derek?
Who's fighting?
You don't know?
I don't even know.
Come on.
Hopkins and Jones.
Oh, it is. Oh, come on. That thing was over 17 years ago. You guys realize the last time they fought was 17 years ago? Yes. Yeah. This and okay, I'm going to rant now. Now you guys going to I'm going to rant. This is pay-per-view. How is this pay-per-view? They will not get 200,000 buys on this. But no one cares. Bernard Hopkins is 45 years old. Roy Jones is damn close to it. These guys, it's going to be literally, it's going to be grandpa against grandpa. It's going to be.
But who's going to get the last word? That's what's being billed as.
But it is at the Mandalay Bay, so I don't want to hate on it too much.
We'll talk with Mike tomorrow on the show. Also tomorrow, the voice of the NCAA Men's Basketball Final Four, Kevin Kugler, who you may have heard of, is going to join us to give us his thoughts on the Final Four from Indianapolis tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I'm looking forward to that. I really am. A lot of fun. A lot of fun. Doug, obviously, that seems to be the talk we're warming up to is the Final Four. Does any storyline stand out to you, or is this one of the most...
Storyline? I've got a storyline for you. Tony, I've got a storyline for you. We take this to El Conquistador, who I know is listening in today. It's time for your Nebraska Spring Football Practice Report. After a full padded two-hour workout inside the Hawks Championship Center. What? It's not nice enough outside yesterday to practice? We got to go inside? What? They're a third of the way done with spring. And it was so exciting that instead of talking to any coaches afterwards about the pace on defense, talking to defensive coordinator Capellini about the pace on defense.
The Chalupa defense.
Could be a 4-1-6, could be a 4-2-5.
Wow.
Whatever adds up to 11. Jared Crick, our boy from Cozad, they're buzzing him already about replacing Ndamukong Suh, and he's trying to say, listen, morons, I'm not Suh. I'm not. And we're trying to do the best that we can. They talked to him yesterday, you know, and in case you didn't know this, back to spring football practice, Ndamukong Suh no longer a part of the Nebraska football team, but it was announced that Suh will be at the spring game on April the 17th. Get your tickets today. Over 64,000 have been sold. Only 17,000 are left. Huskers.com, 1-800-8-BIG-RED, $10 each, reserve tickets for spring football. The Huskers will return to the field tomorrow, Daddy. Tomorrow, it's the 6th of their 14 spring practices, and number 15 is the spring game. Oh, Crick, also yesterday at spring practice, singled out Terrence Moore and Baker Steinkuhler as teammates who are having great spring practices so far. That's five of them. Count five great spring practices for Terrence Moore and Baker Steinkuhler. He says everyone, though, has shown positive signs. Everyone. It's spring ball.
And the pace of defense, five in. And that means uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis. Yeah, we're that far in.
Seis peso?
Seis peso.
There you go. All right, so there's your Husker spring football practice report for this, the first day of April 2010. We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, Frank Anderson, the head baseball coach of Oklahoma State, will be joining us. And a new sport, a great article in the Lincoln Journal Star today. I read that, Daddy, from Ken Hamilton. Could it be a new sport coming to the University of Nebraska? I smell Title IX right after this.
It's finally here. The number one store for exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, and vitamin supplements is Complete Nutrition. And now it's right here in Kearney, Nebraska. Do you want to lose weight, increase energy, and burn stubborn fat? Complete Nutrition can get you fast results. Do you want to pack on hard muscle, increase strength, and stamina? Complete Nutrition delivers hardcore gains. Do you want the healthiest, most effective organic herbs, vitamins, and healthy aging products? Complete Nutrition has the best products at the best prices. At Complete Nutrition, our focus is getting you the right products you need for the best results. It's time to look your best, feel your best, and complete your life with total health and nutrition for the complete you. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
swap your ride right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney. We have more brand new 2010 Ford F-150s in stock than ever, and more on the way. We have regular cabs, super cabs, and crew cabs, XLT, FX4, Lariat, or King Ranch. Ford factory rebates and retail bonus cash. Stop and see Crossroads Ford for complete details and swap your ride today.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Crossroads is the best at Crossroads.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Arma Coatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Arma Coatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Arma Coatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Bonner Park track announcer Steve Anderson knows the horses like he talks to them.
Another length and a half back.
Listen for his morning reports Friday at 9:35 and weekends at 11:20.
We come back into the
brought
back
to you by Heeks Office, Grand Island, Hastings, and Kearney. Weekday afternoons, the late scratches. More stories from the track and the Daily Double. Fridays 3:15, weekends 2:35.
Race by the Grandstand.
Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Reports from Bonner. All racing season on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops across the area today with high temperatures of around 80. South winds also develop at 10 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight there's a slight chance for a shower storm developing with a low of 43. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 50.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Because of a possibility of bad weather tomorrow, Hastings College Baseball has moved their doubleheader with Morningside to today at Duncan Field, and they're going to play that doubleheader starting at 5. So get ready for that doubleheader today at 5 o'clock at Hastings College. You ever had kids, Derek? You getting ready to have kids? I don't mean to put you on the spot.
No. Eventually, yes, but we have watched my nieces before.
Do you think this show?
Let's talk about your testosterone.
Do you think this show has prepared you to handle young children?
From a certain standpoint, yes.
Okay, that's all I want to know. Frank Anderson, the head baseball coach from Oklahoma State, is going to join us here in just a moment on the Doug and Daddy Show. But before we talk to Frank about baseball, let's talk about baseball here in Kearney. There's no better place to get your gear than where? Because they're open late when? That's right, tonight, Miskos.
Miskos in the downtown Kearney Bricks. They're waiting for you, Easton. Louisville Slugger, Mizuno, Wilson. They've got all the baseball, softball gloves you could ever want. You know what? Maybe you're looking for a special first baseman's mitt. Oh, gosh, it's not on the shelves. 2 days later, boom goes the dynamite. Steve gets it in for you. Hey, I know from personal experience, they've got umpires' equipment that even fits me, people. They can order it in for you. May not have it on hand. They'll get it for you. It fits me. It'll fit you. Cleats, Adidas, Nike, Mizuno. They've got it all. Bats, Little League, whether you're talking Senior League, whether you're talking the big boys, Legion Baseball, they got it for you. Miskos Sports, the downtown Kearney Center, they're waiting for you for all your baseball, softball needs.
Daddy, we get ready for another weekend of Big 12 baseball. It's the third weekend for the Huskers. It is just the second weekend of Big 12 play for Oklahoma State, and they're looking to get things turned around after a rough first weekend of play. But Oklahoma State has got things pointed in the right direction. They've had a lot of success under our next guest, Coach Frank Anderson.
Yeah, Coach Anderson joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, welcome to our show once again, and thanks so much for the time today.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? I always like to take a few shots at some of my old teammates.
Every year as we prepare for different interviews all the time, take a look at some of the bios and the records, I have to read this because I don't remember this exactly being on Frank Anderson's bio every year. The native of Grant, Anderson graduated from Emporia State in Kansas in 1983, received his master's degree from the school in 85. Prior to attending Emporia State, Anderson was a junior college All-American at Mid Plains Junior College in North Platte, and then, this is the part that gets me, Daddy, and then an all-district and all-area outfielder at Kearney State, quote, an NAIA baseball powerhouse located in Nebraska.
You know what?
I didn't know it was a powerhouse, Frank.
You know what? I I didn't write that, obviously, and but I'm a little biased. And what year was it? I believe it was 81. I still say that's the best team Kearney's ever had, and it was a it's a good club that went to the area tournament finals and got beat by Southeastern Oklahoma. That had, I think, three major leaguers on that team right down to the last day. No, I think that sounds pretty good, actually.
Well, Frank, the University of Nebraska, Kearney's made some noise, and you would be very impressed with the stadium, what they've been able to do to Memorial Field here. A total renovation, got seats, a new scoreboard, the artificial turf infield. I don't know if you ever get back, you get a chance to look at that and see some of your old buddies, but they've done a lot to that stadium, and it's one of the best in Division II now. You guys play in Allie P. Reynolds Stadium. You guys always have success there. That's my first question. I believe you guys are 15-2 there this year. What's only two losses there this year? What's the secret to Allie P. Reynolds Stadium for you guys?
You know what? I think you got a security and a comfort level at home most places, and this stadium, it's not as bad as it was when Incavia and those guys were here. At one point, it was about 15 feet shorter than it is right now, and those guys. Of course, Pete could hit them out of any ballpark, but I think that kind of started the home field advantage. And then the fans are right on top of you, and the dugouts kind of sit out where people can just take kind of pot shots at you. And so it makes it for a pretty nice place. And then, you know what, the wind and the weather down here in Oklahoma always makes it interesting.
Frank Anderson, the head baseball coach at Oklahoma State, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You can hear all three games of their series with Nebraska on the Breeze, 94.5. Frank, tell us so far about your season. You guys got off to a pretty good start. As we said last week, didn't go so well at Kansas State, but your thoughts on the season so far?
Well, you know what? I knew we'd excuse me, have some issues with, we had an arm hurt. Randy McCurry, if not the best closer in the country, probably one of the best. And we lose him. We warm him up our first game at USC, comes in, throws two warm-up pitches on the field, comes off, has to have Tommy John surgery. And so, we probably have three games that we win if he's healthy. We might have won two games last weekend if he's healthy. We have 11-7 lead going into eighth and can't hold it. And we have a lead on a second game and can't hold it, so we got to find somebody that can go in there and finish games, and it takes kind of a special person. But you're right. I mean, we are position players. We field the ball pretty well offensively. We've got a decent enough club, and our starting pitching, is pretty good. It was just that we've got to settle some relief issues in the middle and end, and a lot of people have that. I mean, but we have the guy sitting here on campus. You can't throw him. We need Arch to come back and throw for
us. Frank, it sounds like you and Mike Anderson have the exact same problem. Nebraska's saying, we should have five or six more wins right now.
Well, and you know what? It's not like Joe Nathan where he goes down and you can free agent a guy or you can move a guy up that, has had, prior history of being a closer. I mean, we kind of got to find somebody within our own ranks to do it, and we had a freshman that closed the game out Tuesday night and did it kind of way you're supposed to. He walking buddy and struck out four, and it's just coming off some pretty good outings, and so he might be a guy named Ian McCarthy that gives us a chance. So I don't, it's tough to see when your position players fight and scrap throughout a whole game, and then you lose the thing on the end because you can't close it.
Frank Anderson joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. If the pitching has been struggling a little bit, the bats really don't seem to be struggling. You're hitting .340 as a team right now.
Well, and you know what? That can be misleading with some of your non-conference games at times and stuff like that. But no, I think probably from top to bottom, our offense is pretty good. Our best guy is probably a freshman, Dane Phillips, for consistency and stuff. But we can do some different things, a lot of different places in the lineup.
Frank, you guys got a bunch of power in this lineup. I believe nine guys have home runs for you.
Well, yeah, and like I said, this ballpark lends itself to be able to hit some balls out of here. And so, It's kind of funny. It depends on which way the wind's blowing in that particular day.
Frank, what about what you're looking at here the next couple of weeks? You've had 22 games under your belt. Besides shoring up the pitching a little bit here, what are you specifically looking at in this series this weekend and maybe next weekend as well to get the team pointed in the right direction by midseason?
You know what? I'm a firm believer in if you've got good enough players, if you just go out and you play, you know, play well. I mean, don't give up runs, don't make errors, and then, you know, like I said, pitching dictates so much of what we do. I'm obviously been a pitching guy in the past and defense guy, and I still haven't changed that. But you have to have the ability to throw the thing over the plate. I always give my own kid a bad time. You know what? He could be here throwing for me right now instead of Oakland. You know what? I might have tried to pay him more than they do. Especially when we struggle, I dog him worse. You know, are you kidding me? Could have been here helping your old man out.
Frank Anderson joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Frank, when you come from Texas and you've got closers and you see the mentality they bring to the mound night in, night out, a Houston Street, Nebraska's had Tom Ott, Mike Niss is what's supposed to be this year, your kid, what's the difference in mentality? Is that the main thing when they step on the mound?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, first off, you need to have pretty good stuff, and you have to be having the mindset. Houston Street, you know what, that's one of the most amazing things to me, because when you separate his pitches out individually, his fastball's okay, slider's okay, and, you know, that. But when you put the mentality that, you know, especially at the collegiate level, I will not fail. I will not allow myself not to be successful. I mean, he just willed himself to be successful. And some guys go out there, and if it goes well, they run with it and do pretty well, but after the first pitch, they kind of got to see, well, is it going to be good today or bad today? He didn't allow himself to have any type of thoughts like that, like a lot of kids, and it takes a special mentality. When I was down there, we had a pro pitching staff. I mean, we had four starters, we had five guys in the middle, left and right, and then you had a guy at the end, and that obviously would be the great way to handle things. But, you know, most people don't have that luxury.
Frank, offensively for Nebraska, anybody that stands out that really concerns you?
Well, Adam Bailey, you know, he hurt us last year. And it looks like he's really, really swinging the bat well again. And you know, Belafonte looks like he did 2 years ago. I mean, numbers-wise, I haven't seen him, but his numbers look very similar. Those, you know, I'm sure there's some other guys, but those are the two guys that kind of jump out at me. Like I said, we haven't sent in here. We'll do the scouting stuff after lunch today and do those things. But those guys, Adam Bailey, you know, it always hacks me off when those guys don't sign. You know, what's he doing? You know, how come he's not out there getting 600 at bats in pro ball right now? You know, after he had a good junior year, you know, and, those guys are supposed to leave after their junior year, but he's a big physical kid. Those guys aren't supposed to be in there, but those are, you know, he's him especially. I mean, that's the guy that you always know where he's going to be at in the lineup.
Last minute here with Frank Anderson, the head coach at Oklahoma State. Frank, I got to ask you, with guarantee that you guys are coming up to Lincoln to play next year with this series, you know, why not come out a couple days early and come out to Memorial Field and schedule a two-game series with Nebraska Kearney? Can we get that taken care of?
You know what? I met those guys, the coaches, when I was at the Division II Junior College World Series in Enid, and really enjoyed my visit with those guys up there. I mean, they're very enthusiastic. Like you said, I haven't seen the field, but talking to Arch and talking to those guys you know, that's a long ways from when I painted the lockers in that thing canary yellow, and we didn't have a sod cutter, so you took a spade out there and you cut some sod out and kind of piecemealed it, you know, around the field, and we didn't. I remember our walkway. We didn't have like gravel walk. We had like rock you put on your, you know, to drive into your farmhouse or something, you know, walking up to the home plate and stuff like that. I always loved the field where it's set and the stadium set up and everything, and it was always in a good position where you could do some neat things, and obviously they've done that. And like I said, those are good guys, and I don't know that I don't know that I want to come up early and schedule them, though. You know, they might, Jabba Chamberlain might be sitting around the corner there, the next guy over there. But I really enjoy those guys, and they seem to be very enthusiastic and really excited about what's going on out there. And like I said, Kearney's a good baseball town, you know, and it goes back to some of the, you know, Coach Murray and Sponge and Arch and all those guys. You know what? It's always fun to go up there and see. And I need to get back and see that. I guess the everybody tell me the school is really nice now also.
Frank, by the way, Coach Archer named Coach of the Year in the state of Nebraska last week, so congratulations to him. Before we let you get out of here, just your overall thoughts on the Big 12 Conference as a whole this year.
You know what? I thought Texas would be far and away the best team, and obviously I think their pitching probably is. Them and UCLA might have the best pitching in the country, but they've had some times, tough times scoring. And so, you know, there's been teams that have gone in there and beaten them and given them trouble, so much of it, you know, how you handle things. But I think they're probably still the best team in our league. And then, you know, everybody else, is, depending on how your pitching goes, everybody else is fairly similar. And it makes for an interesting conference. I watched the Nebraska girls play basketball all the way up through there. And then one of my best friends, Doc Sadler, is over there at Nebraska, so I kind of kept up with those guys, too.
Hey, Frank, appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Great stuff, as always.
You know what? I appreciate you guys and always enjoy it. I always like to give those guys a bad time. But the good people and good memories, and it's my fault I haven't been back, and I look forward to get back. And if I come in, I'd love to visit with you guys when I get back to Kearney.
Sure thing, Coach. Hey, have a great series this weekend. Hope to catch up with you again soon. Thanks for the time.
You bet. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Coach. We're going to work on that UNK Oklahoma State series. Only makes sense, Daddy. They're looking for midweek games. Let's play. Let's go.
I don't know that they're looking to hurt their RPI, though. And playing Division II school hurts their RPI.
What about playing Florida Gulf Coast? Games get thrown out, Daddy. They don't use every single one, so there's an opportunity.
There's an opportunity if some rain outs or something.
Game. There's an opportunity to play one game, and it has to be at Memorial Field or don't even bother.
Yep.
I mean, don't.
Right.
We're not going to go play in Lincoln. We're not going to go play at Rosenblatt. Ooh.
The new one.
Yeah, because there won't be a Rosenblatt. Next year, I think it's still there. The year after, it's a possibility. We'll talk to Coach Day, see what he thinks.
Line her up.
See what he thinks, yeah.
Well, they'd appreciate the opportunity, I'm sure. If the schedule allowed.
Don't forget the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show are always fed by the fine folks at Burger King with two great locations in Kearney, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue near Kearney Cinema with their huge indoor playground for the kids, and 56th Street and 2nd Avenue next to Walmart with their internet cafe and free Wi-Fi and high-definition televisions. Also located in Lexington, Cozad at North Platte. Don't forget their daily specials include a quarter-pound double cheeseburger for a buck, the drive-thru special, 32-ounce soft drink, or ice mocha for only a dollar.
You know, of all the great things they've got at Burger King, and it doesn't matter where it is, ice mocha does not one thing for me. Not a big fan. I love the Flame Bird Whopper. Love it. If it was a girl, I'd marry it.
The Doug Show will be back right after this.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. Need a contractor, a doctor, an auto mechanic? Yeah, we all do. Who wants to randomly pick somebody out of a phone book? Lame. Why don't you go to AngiesList.com? Easy and dependable. Angie's List is an amazing word-of-mouth network of more than a million consumers and their real-life experiences with ratings and reviews in more than 500 categories. Man, they're good with contractors and doctors. It doesn't accept anonymous reviews, so I know every review is totally legit. I trust Angie's List to find high-quality professionals in my area. Make Angie's List your trusted resource. Sign up today and use the promo code Colin and get 20% off of any Angie's List membership plan. Go to AngiesList.com, enter the promo code Colin, or call this number, 1-888-888-5478, and mention Colin. It is a valuable resource. Get rid of the phone book. Get real reviews. AngiesList.com.
Saturday night, the excitement of the NCAA tournament continues on Westwood One.
Green's got 3 seconds. He passes to Lucius. Step up three. It's in the air. Got it. Michigan State has won the ball game.
Can Tom Izzo and the Spartans make it 2 straight trips to the championship game? The Final Four is right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
This day in sports, April 1st, 1944, Rusty Staub, one of baseball's most popular non-Hall of Famers, was born. His career began with Houston in 1963, but his best years were in the 70s with the Tigers and Mets when he was a consistent threat to go long.
From the belt, 2-0 pitch, swing and a fly ball, deep right field, that ball is into the bullpen! Rusty Staub has homered, and the Mets win the game 6-4!
The Grand Orange is born this day in sports.
Big, big, big. Check your brackets. They're up and running on ESPNSuperstation.com. The top Nug and Daddy Group picker wins a 32-inch LG HD TV from Premier Rental Purchase of Kearney. Top prize nationally, $10,000. Keep checking. ESPNSuperstation.com.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops across the area today with high temperatures of around 80. South winds also develop at 10 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight there's a slight chance for a shower storm developing with a low of 43. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 50.
How are the Mets winning? Like, out of nowhere, they're not the worst team anymore.
Once they realized they weren't the worst team, then they started winning a few games. It's very weird.
They're terrible, though. They're terrible.
That Russian owner, they know he's got ties to the mafia. They're putting their butts off. They don't want to be whacked.
Hey, folks, don't forget, if you are part of the Doug and Daddy Bracket Challenge for the NCAA tournament, make sure that you are a super fan. I mean, you didn't have to sign up to be a super fan right away. All of a sudden, you're on the front page, and you're going to receive a prize, and you go, oh, whoa. The only way we can contact you and get you your prize is if you're a super fan. Don't be the overall winner and not get the 32-inch high-definition television from Premier Rental and Purchase because you're not a super fan. All you do is go to ESPNSuperstation.com and sign up to be a super fan. If you have any questions, call us at the studios.
We don't email you all day.
ESPN. No, you just, your name, your address, your number, how we can contact you so we can get you your prizes. That's why we have it. It's pretty simple. It's for you, so don't mess it up. Sign up to be an ESPN super fan at ESPNSuperstation.com. Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com is right around the corner here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Yesterday, Jason Elam retired from the National Football League. I don't know how you decide in March that you're going to retire from the NFL, but 17 years in the NFL, the last two with Atlanta. They waived him 4 months ago, and then he did the old patented sign a one-day contract so he could retire with the team he wanted, and this time it was Denver. He shares the NFL record with Tom Dempsey of New Orleans for the longest field goal in NFL history. First person that can call and tell me how long that field goal was. 4 more tickets to Tri-City Storm Hockey. 4 more tickets. That's like the easiest trivia question we've ever asked on this program. Almost. If you know, and you're wrong. Tony's wrong. I'm trading you to Japan. The longest field goal in an NFL game is how long? If you know the answer, you get 4 tickets.
We had a 62 guess. Wrong.
No. Wow. Tom Dempsey has it. Jason Elam has it. But Elam retires. He was pretty good.
So, of course, say how many
Denver
points?
Bronco.
How many total points?
1,983, ranked 5th in NFL history. 436 field goals. He is the all-time leader in seasons of 100 or more points, 16 of those 17 years. So there you go.
That's a lot of points. 17 years to hang around the NFL, even a kicker. Yeah, the kicker's obviously the longevity of them.
Derek says we have a winner.
How far?
63 yards. Tom Dempsey and Jason Elam.
Yeah, I got Joe from Bertrand. I actually asked him if he knows Big Daddy. He said, well, he kind of knows of him. He's definitely seen him. Can't really miss him. So,
knows of him. That is so great. That is so great. Oh, is it true they named a gravel road after you and Bertrand?
That's right, a gravel.
That's right. It's like USD 228, 229, 230, Big Daddy, 234, 235.
It was a back alley. Gravel.
I don't want to know. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That is the number to give us a buzz on today. So, Jason Elam. Tiger Woods is going to play a practice round with Fred Couples. They don't know who else is going to be in that practice round Monday. That practice round reportedly will be played after his press conference, I think. No, it doesn't say that. Just on Monday. On Monday. If you haven't heard, Tiger's going to come back and play in the Masters.
Do you really expect anything will be said to Tiger Woods next week?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think it, Augusta. I think
Jim Gray, somebody is going to be there, and the guys that try to make a name for themselves by being the tool that asks the question that's just like the one that makes everybody feel uncomfortable. There will be those questions. There's no doubt about it. Because that way everybody, ooh, you're cool, Jim Gray. You're awesome, Jim Gray. Fill in the blank. He's not the only one, but he definitely comes to mind. Pete Rose being celebrated as one of the 50 greatest. Pete, did you bet on baseball?
That wasn't a smooth moment.
Tool. Absolute tool move. You know, there's a place and a time for that. That wasn't the place and the time for it. The place and the time to start the NFL season, the Dallas Cowboys and Cincinnati Bengals in the Hall of Fame game Sunday, August the 8th. In Canton, Daddy, will you be going?
No, I will not.
I figured so much.
August 8th gets underway, though.
Well, that's later than usual. You realize that.
Still later than usual. Still is, what, a month and a week away from the start of the regular season?
You want to bash the Nebraska baseball team again today?
No, why would I?
Okay, well, it just seems to be the way you do things. Yeah. Nebraska softball team won a pair. Hastings softball team split with Peru State yesterday. We told you the Hastings baseball team moved tomorrow's games up to today with Morningside at Duncan Field at 5 o'clock. UNK baseball team is at Mesa State. Softball team, and that begins today. Softball team is at Regis beginning tomorrow. Hastings softball is off until next week. Nebraska women's basketball coach Connie Yorey named the United States Basketball Writers Association National Coach of the Year. Kelsey Griffin, named the first-team All-American and a John Wooden All-American. The Player of the Year, they've been back and forth between Maya Moore and Tina Charles. Griffin has not received the Player of the Year from anybody.
Not going to, is she? With those Connecticut girls out there?
Probably not. Vonnie Turner's in the three-point shooting contest tonight.
Yeah.
You know, they have the slam dunk and the men's and the women's three-pointer. Then the men's champ goes against the women's champ. Vonnie Turner will be in the three-point championship tonight. And that's on ESPN right after the NIT final. Starts at 8, runs until about 10 o'clock. Also, Connie Yorey is receiving more than $75,000 in bonuses for leading the Huskers to the Big 12 Championship in the Sweet 16. Yorey's contract calls for her to be paid $15,000 for winning the conference title, another $31,000+ for making the NCAA tournament. Which, what? If you win the conference title, you're going to go to the NCAA tournament. So why are there two separate clauses? $30,000 more for winning the second round game. So big paycheck there for winning the second round game. Yorey's annual salary just over $384,000.
Well, she'll certainly take it. Breakout season. Hopefully they'll be able to keep it going.
Well, it's time for our Thursday segment with Joe DiMaio, because the Major League Baseball season, Yankees Red Sox, begins on Sunday night, and then the Royals open up on Monday at home with Detroit right here on ESPN Radio, followed by the National Championship. So this is it. This is the last big weekend for your fantasy baseball draft and to get things in line for opening day. And for all the information you need, every Thursday at this time on the Doug and Daddy Show, or 7 days a week on the website at fantasyplayersedge.com. Joe DiMaio joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe, good morning.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Well, we're doing good, and we encourage the fans that if they want to have a question for Joe, as we always say, email us Doug and Daddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Joe, what is the big news in your mind? What's the front page story on Fantasy Players Edge for everybody this week?
Yeah, just the injuries, guys. It's been a weird week. A lot of guys are going to start the season on the shelf, and it doesn't bode well. Let's run through a couple quickly. Aroldis Chapman, who was held, the young Cuban defector who was signed by the Cincinnati Reds. He's 50-50 at best to pitch in April. He still has continuing back spasms. No need to do anything with him except stash him in rotisserie formats, but he's not going to make the opening day roster. Lance Berkman is going to begin the season in the DL. He had a setback while running. His knee swelled up, and that's kind of a weird situation for Berkman owners to try and assess how he's going to be for the entire regular season. Ian Kinsler is another one who's going to begin the season on the disabled list, and that's a little bit more serious than Berkman in that Kinsler was most likely the second baseman off the board after Chase Utley. You could make a case that maybe Zobrist was picked ahead of him, but basically top three material at second base. Got a high ankle sprain. You guys know from football, high ankle sprains really are lingering, and he was 95% sure on Monday that he was going to start the season on time. By Wednesday, he was put on the disabled list. So I don't know that he's going to miss more than a few games to start the season, but you simply have to have a plan B if you're going to if you're going to play Kinsler this season. And lastly, on the injury front, Carlos Beltran begins running on April 10th or so, which, realistically, if he begins running on the 10th, there's no way he's going to be back until the first, second week of May. So those are some pretty big names. On the last one, Jose Reyes is questionable to start the season. I think he'll be ready by the second week of the season. But then, those are some pretty big names to be sitting on the sidelines to start your season.
Of course, to our West Houston Street, going to be scrapped again here early on for Colorado. But, Joe, I can't imagine. I can't. I'm scouring the page. I'm scouring your website. You have not one mention of Alex Gordon being on the DL.
just for you today, I'm going to put Gordon on. Just for you, I'm going to put him on there. Is he fantasy relevant? No. but we'll put him on there because you two guys are among my favorite human beings. So we'll get Alex on there. All you fantasyites out there, just ignore that entry onto the website today.
Hey, Joe, out of the infield positions, I'm going to throw a catcher in there. Which one of those positions is the deepest for fantasy players and maybe can look for somebody later in the draft?
You're talking about the infield completely?
Yeah, first, second, third, shortstop, or catcher. Which one of those?
First base is absurd this year. Just check out these names. We know the usual suspects, Pujol, Howard, Fielder, Miguel Cabrera, Mark Teixeira. Euclid is first base eligible. But look at the bullpen in first base. Kendrick Morales, Joey Votto, Justin Morneau, Adrian Gonzalez. That takes you right there up to 11 first basemen. Then you can really sprinkle in the Derek Lees, the Lance Berkmans, and the Carlos Tanias. And don't forget this year's stud, who I think is going to be amazing, Chris Davis. He was at Oklahoma City at the end of the season, came back, spent the last month of the season with the Rangers, hit over 300 with 9 home runs, having a wicked spring. Now he's going back with the big team. Highly touted prospect Justin Smoke has been sent down to the minors. Look for Chris Davis to fill out what I think is a first base position that has 14 possible starters.
We're talking with Joe DiMaio, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Joe, most people have finished up their draft. We touched on last week for those that were really still finishing up. Now they're getting set to get that first lineup of the season ready to go. What's the one thing, especially for the new guy, because if you've been in it before, you should kind of know what your league's doing and how it works after a couple of years. But for the new guy, what's the most important thing is they're getting that lineup in this weekend for the first week of the season?
Well, on the pitching side, if you have to do your rosters weekly and you're selecting your staff, then from the pitcher side, you want to start guys who will have two starts in the first week of the season. Now, how do you know when a guy will have two starts? They're either going to pitch, with the exception of this Sunday, which is Beckett versus Sabathia, and those guys will have two starts. Any pitcher that pitches on Monday or Tuesday has a terrific opportunity to have two starts in a week. Pitchers normally pitch on 5 days rest. They pitch the fifth day, so it's 4 days rest and they pitch. So a guy on Monday will come back on Saturday. A guy on Tuesday pitching will come back on Sunday. Typically, it's not hard and fast. It's just typical. So if you have a roster that has to be set, you know, going into Sunday's games for the first week of the season, when you're looking at your pitchers, make sure you get those guys off two starts in the starting lineup. Offensively, you want to make sure that your roster, again, if you have to set weekly rosters, that your roster has balance. Know your scoring criteria. In most leagues, they're 5x5, which is runs, RBIs, home runs, stolen bases, batting average. You want to make sure you start a balance of players. So you may have a Rajai Davis and a Jake Fox to figure out which one you're going to start in the outfield. And if your team is thin on stolen bases, you start Davis. If your team has got four or five guys that are going to steal, bases that week, then you might start Fox to look for the home run. So understand your scoring criteria, start with a balanced lineup. If you're in a daily league where you can change your roster daily, make sure that you check in three times a day. That's right before the 4 o'clock games, right before the 7 o'clock games, and right before the West Coast games, which are typically, 10 o'clock Eastern time, 9 o'clock, Mountain, 8 o'clock Central, so on and so forth. You want to make sure that your players are active in that particular game. Now, this is really more important as the season progresses. But if you play fantasy baseball effectively, people say it takes too much time. It doesn't if you play it correctly. Just check in 15 minutes before the start of the games that your guys are playing in. That's three times a day, so 45 minutes you can play fantasy baseball better than most pros play it. Just make sure you guys are active during those windows. You can make all your adjustments then. You want to always, if you're in a league that fields 9 positional players, you want to make sure that you have 36 at-bats going, or 9 times 4. So those are just the small tips, the little things. And most people don't have a lot of time, so be wise with your time. You know, if you're at work, take your breaks at 3:45 so you can check. If you're working nights, take your break at 6:45 and 9:45. Otherwise, if no one's looking, check at 3:45, 6:45, 9:45.
Throughout all the players, the one main thing is to understand your scoring system first and foremost,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. No, absolutely. I get that question. I get those questions all the time, and I always say the same thing. You know, should I trade Matt Kemp for Jacoby Ellsbury? Well, the real answer there is you're trading off power and speed for minimal speed and power. I mean, maximum speed and power, minimal power. So what are you gaining? You're going to gain about 40 stolen bases. Well, those 40 stolen bases in your scoring criteria be better than the 20 home runs you're going to lose between Kemp's 30 and Ellsbury's 10. So you just got to do that kind of math and see where you are. I mean, if you have a league where you've got guys that are stealing tons of bases, if you're fielding a team that has a tremendous amount of speed, perhaps you have a B.J. Upton and a Julio Bourbon and a Jason Bartlett and so on and so forth, well, then maybe you'll start, Rajai Davis, somebody over, an outfielder over Rajai Davis. But if you're in a team where you have all kinds of pop, you have Ryan Howard, Mark Reynolds, Aaron Hill, just give you an example, Josh Hamilton, that's your lineup, then you need the speed, so you can afford to set home one of the lesser home run guys down and start a Rajai Davis who will steal 50, 60 bases this year. It's just knowing your scoring criteria and then playing to it.
Last minute with Joe DiMaio. Joe, I got to get some predictions. Daddy and I will make our major league predictions tomorrow. Who's your favorite to win the World Series?
Well, in the National League, I still like Philadelphia. I think the addition of Holiday gives them a great leg up. So I like Philly. I like Philly again to come out. In the American League, I'm going to go on the limb here. I'm going to take Tampa Bay. I think Tampa's got a terrific pitching staff and probably one of the best young lineups in baseball. And I like the Phillies to emerge as this year's world champions.
Well, Joe, we'll get the season underway this week. We'll talk to you when the season's underway next Thursday. Always appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you Thursday.
You bet, guys. It's always a joy for me. I'll talk to you next week. Have a wonderful week.
Thanks, Joe. Again, folks, fantasyplayersedge.com, the place to go for all of your fantasy needs. We'll take a break. Wrap the show up after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. I'm 3 weeks into the P90X program. Here's what I'm seeing and feeling. Yeah, I'm tight, but I'll tell you more than anything, this motivates me. P90X combines strength building with cardio, flexibility, and the key here, nutrition. Once you get on a roll, you can't wait to get home because you can see it working. Here's who P90X is really going to appeal to. People who are motivated, results-oriented, competitive, former athletes. I guarantee you, you're going to thank me for steering you to P90X. Here's the radio-only offer for my audience. Try P90X risk-free for the full 90 days. That's right. Try the entire 90-day circuit. And if you aren't blown away by the results, you get your money back. Call 800-301-7909, 800-301-P90X. Go online to ESPNRadio.com/Colin. Again, get the radio-only 90-day guarantee at either ESPNRadio.com/Colin or 800-301-P90X.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone, regardless of their age or ability, has an oops once in a while. You might take a cheap shot in the back during district finals or have a knee or back blowing bad dunk in the backyard. It's your job to explain it to your friends. It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back into the game of life. Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy to rehab you back.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Now that the weather is beginning to cooperate, the fun is just getting started at the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal. As all your favorite teams are keeping their eye on the ball, you'll be looking out for all the early happy hour specials from 3 to 6. Live music and entertainment on the weekends add to the excitement. And when the action heats up, the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, your uptown night spot in downtown K-Town.
Doug and Danny's show wrapping things up on this Thursday edition. Oh, I think we've touched on everything that we need to touch on for today. At least I hope we have. A couple of notes. Extensions at UNO for Athletic Director Trev Alberts and Hockey Coach Dean Blaze are both going to be there through 2015. Haven't they been there less than a year? 1 year for Trev Alberts, less than a year for Blaze. Woohoo! Let's extend that contract through 2037.
Just quick mention earlier about Nebraska's new sport they may be getting.
Yeah, I heard they're getting a new sport. Big article today, front of the sports page, Lincoln Journal Star. And, it makes sense.
Bass fishing coming to a school near you.
You know, they got bowling, and the women are going to bring up another national title. So, but fishing. And, of course, Tom Osborne might be the coach of that.
That would be awesome. Leading them to national titles.
So, I was unaware that that was an NCAA sport.
It's a club sport, and hopefully they will become, I believe, the 22nd team to participate.
Awesome. Today, at Branched Oak, outside of Lincoln.
I'll have to check how many teams are actually in that.
A duel between Nebraska and Alaska Anchorage. The problem is Alaska Anchorage brought their ice fishing gear. Big, big advantage for the Huskers. Don't forget tonight, during a playoff rally and free skating party being hosted for the fans by the Tri-City Storm, autographs for the kids, the players will be interviewed, they'll be going through some events out there and getting ready for the final games of the season against Des Moines and Sioux Falls. We'll give you a chance to win tickets to those games again tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And that's from 6:30 to 8 tonight, free and open to the public at the Viero Event Center.
I apologize, that would be the 22nd sanctioned sport, not 22 teams competing. I knew there was a 22 in there. I'll check how many teams compete in collegiate bass fishing.
I hope you have a good April Fool's Day, everybody. And join us tomorrow for the second day of April when we will be going to Las Vegas to talk to the director of the race and sports book at Mandalay Bay about basketball, about boxing, about baseball. It's all going on. Mike Perenia will join us. Plus, Kevin Kugler, the voice of the NCAA Final Four here on ESPN Radio from Indianapolis, gives us his thoughts on Butler, Michigan.
State, Duke, and West Virginia. We want to thank our guest today, Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com, and the head baseball coach at Oklahoma State, Frank Anderson.
We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 our friends in Hastings.
If you have grain to move, nothing moves like a Mayrath auger, and Stadler Implement in Minden is your local Mayrath auger dealer. Stadler carries everything you need to keep the job running smooth, from Kraus tillage tools to three-point blades and box scrapers. Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get. Remember to bring in your meter units and have them tested before you need them again.
This is continuing coverage of NCAA Championship Basketball. KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!